Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Now, here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Those joining us through Conversations Radio Network, we welcome you. Those joining us on the radio dial in my home state of Mississippi at WYAD 94.1 FM, we're glad you all could tune in with us today, as well as those joining us in Atlanta at 106 Live. We're glad to have all of you with us as well. Matt Colligan is with us today to talk to us not only about his love of music, but what it's been like for him to share that with all of you. Now, he's been able to do that not only as a recording artist, but also as a musician as well. We're going to talk to Matt about the journey, what it's been like for him to share that with all of you online, and then, of course, let you guys hear one of his singles, a single called The Turnaround. If you're just now hearing about Matt, we'll tell you a little bit later how you can stay connected with him. But, Matt, hello to you, and welcome to the program.
Hey, Cyrus. Thank you for having me.
Oh, the pleasure's definitely all mine. As I said, we're going to be listening to The Turnaround a little bit later, Matt. But, Matt, what has this year been like for you? As you've been able to not only, of course, to do what you love when it comes to music, but also to be able to share it with all of us?
It's been busy, so I'm grateful for that. So lots of gigging. I've been gigging 3-4 times a week and writing like crazy. And I think, if that keeps up, if I can keep that creativity going, then, you know, I think that sets me up for some long-term success.
Yeah. So let's talk about the writing. I mean, because, you know, I know when I speak to authors on this program, you know, they always talk about writing what they know. Do you find as a storyteller yourself through music that life is one of the things that inspires you?
Definitely. And the challenge is keeping it relatable. So you might have an experience that's incredibly personal, but you've got to find a way to kind of broaden it to increase the marketability for demographics.
Right, exactly. So, I mean, take us back a little bit then, Matt, since it is your first time on our program. When did you first discover for yourself the love of music that you had?
I've always loved music. My father is a blues guitar player. He's always loved blues. And I kind of grew up around it. never did I, you know, feel inclined to pick up an instrument up until, you know, I think my senior year of high school. And then I kind of took off from there. So I think being brought up and having my father always play for us, and I've always been a listener of music. I've always been, I think, very moved by certain songs and certain artists. So those two things combined, I think, set the stage for me to move forward and try and build a career.
Right, right. You know, it's funny that you mentioned, you know, your father, Matt, because one of the things I noticed, for anyone who's following you on social media, I mean, it does seem as though, I mean, even if they're going, you know, on your page and being able to listen to some of your other music other than The Turnaround, like on your SoundCloud, I mean, that mm-hmm. storytelling is a big part of what you do. I mean, do you think that is the case, that really, I mean, that music is your way of being able to tell stories no matter what they might be?
Definitely. I think that's where I'm most comfortable communicating those things too, because, like I said, some of these things are incredibly personal.
Right.
So when you have the resources to kind of just shut the door in your room and record or write something that is incredibly personal, I think you can, you know, kind of paint the picture any way you'd like in the way that you're most comfortable.
Right. I think for any creative person, Matt, because there may be people who are listening to this broadcast on the radio or online who might feel as though they have a talent, may feel as though they have something, but they don't know, for one thing, if anyone else is going to like it. But also, I mean, if it's something that they could actually be able to pursue. I mean, how did you get over the hurdle of going from liking music, as you said, you know, growing up around music, to saying, this is something I want to do and I'm going to do it?
That's an awesome question, because the first part, I think you're absolutely right that you've got to go in knowing that not everybody's going to love your art, not everybody's going to love you. So once you accept that, I think that opens the door for you to create art for yourself, for your own joy and your own appreciation. And then the other part of that, I think, is you've got to, I think, develop some type of business sense and accountability. Otherwise, you know, I think, especially when it comes to with music, particularly with booking and management, and I think you can very easily be taken advantage of and, you know, never really get ahead. But it is like any other business at some point where you've got to find a way to, you know, to profit and keep your business going.
Right. Right. I think that is so true. And I think for us creatives, it's more difficult for us because I think for us, we just like to create, you know, and we don't always think about the business side of it. I know when I first started out in the arts, that was my main thing. I just loved to draw, and I didn't even think about, okay, you know, you actually have to be able to sell some stuff at a reasonable price to actually do something with it. So when you do hear from people, Matt, about how your music has touched them or what it has done for them, do you feel as though you're achieving exactly what you wanted to?
100%. That is my goal, to replicate what music does for me, to pay it forward in that way.
And I think that is the gift that all of us can definitely appreciate. For those who are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. We're excited to welcome to our program today Matt Colligan. We're talking with him not only about his love of music, but also what it's been like for him to share that with all of you. As I mentioned, we're going to be hearing a single from Matt a little bit later. So, Matt, I want to talk about the live experience for a moment, because for those who are following you, you know, on Twitter, they can find you there at Matt Colligan. You know, one of the pictures that we see there, of course, is you performing on a stage. What is that part of the experience been like for you? Because, I mean, it's one thing from what I've heard. I'm not a recording artist myself, but I've heard it's definitely a different vibe than being in the studio versus actually being in front of an audience.
It is an entirely different ball game. I, from a performance perspective, creatively, as well as from, you know, obviously you've got to win over an audience when you've got the door closed and you're recording. You know, you can toy with ideas that aren't very good, and you know, only your relatives or whoever you're living with is gonna give you some criticism. But when you're playing on stage, you've got ultimately one shot to win people over that, you know, don't ordinarily follow you, don't know who you are. So I think, you know, the big difference creatively as well is I think there's more room for imperfection when you're on stage. I think these little glitches, and you know, if you're playing a long set, there are going to be a couple minor mistakes that, you know, I think a lot of people aren't really paying attention to. Whereas again, like recording, you hear everything. But the biggest challenge, I think, is in the format of your performance. So I often do most of my work is live work is solo acoustic. I think you've got to really toy with dynamics and make sure you've got a much bigger presence vocally and maybe rhythmically with your acoustic guitar, and to kind of you know, get the crowd moving a little bit more, because it can become pretty mundane quickly.
Right. You know, I want to ask you a question, because you do have the luxury of being able to not only sing but also play an instrument, because I've heard this talked about for individuals who are able to do both, and I'm always curious. Do you find yourself more inspired by a rhythm, Matt, and then you end up writing something to that, or do the words come mainly for you and then you end up writing music to go along with it?
That's a really good question, because I was just down in Nashville recently. And I think, you know, there's a good handful of people there that don't play an instrument but are brilliant songwriters, some of whom don't sing, but are, I think, capable of humming these really catchy melodies. So I think if you're co-writing and writing with, you know, a group of people like that don't necessarily, you know, play instruments, you're more likely to create the story. And then, you know, under those circumstances, you don't pick up an instrument until you've written, you know, the entire story, or at least the chorus. For me personally, if I'm by myself or writing with other musicians, it's usually the melody that catches my ear. I'll hum something over that in some rhythm, some type of nonsense words. But then I fill in those nonsense words with, you know, the story. So it takes some time to listen back to the melody with the, you know, with the kind of dummy words in there. And then I'll really think about, okay, well, how does this make me feel? What picture do I want to paint lyrically, and fill it in over the top?
Gotcha. Well, that's cool to know, a little bit of backstory. So, I mean, I've mentioned earlier about social media. What has that part of this experience been like for you, Matt, to navigate the Internet and being able to share your music with people who may not have met you personally or know you personally but have gotten to find you online?
There's nothing cooler than that. If you play somewhere and then you just get either a Facebook message or a friend request from someone that just, you know, organically, you know, was drawn to your music based on a performance and now supports you. I think it's, you know, you ultimately come, you hate to say it this way, and you really appreciate the people that support you, that are friends and family, but they're kind of a shoe-in. But when you get somebody that doesn't know who you are, I think it's safe to assume that they are now following you because they genuinely appreciate your art. Now, managing social media, I think your point about, you know, art and managing business, I think, the same could be said for social media, where I don't think it's the most enjoyable part of an artist's day is, managing their accounts, because there's so many accounts now that you have to have. But I think the rewards, like those organic followers, organic messages are I think make it worth the while.
Right. I think that is so true. And I think I definitely appreciate what you said. I mean, it's getting outside of the people who know you for sure. You know, and one of the things that people cannot help but notice, especially for those who are following you on Twitter, Matt, is, I mean, you do a lot of live performances. I mean, is that where it really all comes together for you, is being up on that stage?
Truth be told, I like both. I like recording, and I really like playing out as well. But I think if I had to choose one or the other, I want to write and record full time. I would write as many songs as possible, and that's kind of what I'm doing now. You know, and not because of, I think it's less about the which part I enjoy more. I think it's more about maintenance. Like when you're playing late, three nights a week or four nights a week, and you're singing for a couple hours each night, that you feel the wear and tear on your voice. So I think there's much more upkeep, and when you start to think about longevity that way, I would rather play less and keep writing the songs.
Right. Well, I tell you, it's a great thing to be able to share, and I know we appreciate it as well. I'm really enjoying the turnaround. Glad we're going to be able to introduce it to our audience here. Tell us a little bit about the single before we hear it, Matt.
Yeah, thank you for that. So this was actually written for a friend of mine who I think I could say that he accomplished something that to him was improbable, but I think all of, our group of friends around him really, never had any doubts. And I had that in mind, that scenario in mind when I had written it. So it is a general concept with, that story about my friend in mind. And the melody just worked, and I think it was, I think there's enough space in there in terms of, like, the lyrical content. It's not too busy, where it kind of just fell into the, that tight kind of pop feel. Part of that, when that happens, part of that's luck. It all kind of comes together in that way.
Well, for those who have not had a chance to hear it, here is the turnaround. We'll be back with our final moments with Matt right after this. Make sure you guys stay with us.
This may be the turnaround. Buy the soul in your sneakers now. Just maybe the turn around. Through the windows you open wide, over the bridge of your great divide, and say to the turn. Look at you, I think you're more than
Turnaround right here on Conversations Live. We actually have been speaking to Matt not only about his musical journey, but what it's been like for him to share that with all of you. And, of course, all of us are gearing up for a new year. So, you know, Matt, one of the things I've been talking to my guests about recently because, you know, I think we all are kind of in this struggle of trying to be present and appreciate where we are and what we've been able to do. But that question of what's next. So do you find yourself also, you know, as a creative yourself, you know, kind of wrestling with that same thing?
Every day. you know, what I've learned about that type of anxiety is, you know, the best way to alleviate it is to do something about it. So for me personally, I've got a number of singles that are, you know, I'm doing all my recording and writing, recording, producing here at home. So you've got ultimate autonomy as to how you want to schedule your releases, I mean, how they're mixed, how they're mastered. So I about every 3 months you'll hear from me, you'll hear a new single from me. I'm also doing a number of co-writes with some really talented collaborators, with the goal of, you know, placement in TV and film soundtrack work.
So a lot for us to be able to look forward to. So how can our audience stay connected with you, Matt, and kind of keep up with the journey with you?
Sure. The first thing I would say is my website. It's mattcolliganmusic.com, mattcolliganmusic.com. At Matt Colligan at Twitter, Matt Colligan Music on Instagram, and Matt Colligan Music on Facebook.
All right. So make sure you all are definitely staying connected with Matt. He's all over the place, and we've already tagged him on Facebook and Twitter with our pages, so make sure you guys find us there. I'll remind you of that here in just a moment. Matt, again, congratulations to you. Thank you so much for the time today. Really appreciate it, and looking forward to welcoming you back again.
Thank you so much, Cyrus. I appreciate it.
Hey, no problem. And we thank your audience for tuning in to another great segment of Conversations Live. If you all came in late, you missed part of the conversation with Matt, don't worry. Thanks to our online friends, you all can catch the replay right after we go off the air. The link is already available, as I just said, through our social media network. So head over to facebook.com/CyrusWeb, or you can go to twitter.com/CyrusWeb. If you click on the link there, you can listen to the show completely for free and share it with your friends from there as well. And as I mentioned, I've already tagged Matt on Facebook and Twitter, so you guys can find him there as well. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live today. You all make it a great one.